If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
This Friday, head to the 27th Annual Oyster Fest Chicago, presented by Shaw's Crab House and located at 435 North Wabash at Hubbard Street and Rush Street. Guests can enjoy fresh seafood from some of the best restaurants and growers across the country, alongside craft beer and live music and synth-pop musical headliner St. Lucia. For more information, the full lineup, or to purchase tickets, visit OysterFestChicago.com.
There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Just 4 days ahead of the season opener against the Packers, Bears head coach John Fox still refusing to answer questions about whether Alshon Jeffrey will play on Sunday.
Well, I think really for all those guys, you know, whether it's Eddie Royal or Marquise Wilson or Alshon, you know, they're working very hard. They're working hard as we speak. And, you know, our goal was to get them to the regular season. And, you know, those are all three possibilities.
That was John Fox on WBBM this morning. Meanwhile, Jeffrey's agent, Eugene Parker, denied a story from Bleacher Report's Jason Cole claiming that Jeffrey was against playing because the Bears failed to tender him a new contract for next season. Jeffrey's in the final year of a four-year deal with the Bears. His agent, however, says those rumors are not true. There is no contract issue. Bears are back practicing at Hallis Hall today. Grand jury proceedings in the investigation into rape allegations against Patrick Kane were postponed for about 2 weeks yesterday. But settlement talks between the parties continue, according to the Buffalo News. The paper quotes a source as saying, quote, they have been in settlement discussions and both say they want their day in court, but both have vacillated from time to time and also said, let's just resolve it. However, Scott Levin of WGRZ says that no settlement talks between the parties are taking place. Meanwhile, Kane's agent, Pat Brisson, says he believes his client is innocent and added that he's unsure whether Kane would attend the Blackhawks training camp, which opens September 18th at Notre Dame. Elsewhere in the NHL, Stan Bowman and Peter Chiarelli named managers of the North American Young Guns team for the 2016 World Cup of Hockey. To baseball, Cubs and Cardinals underway in St. Louis as the Cubs go for the sweep. Cubs continue to hit a ton against the Cardinals. They already lead 2-0 in the bottom of the first, thanks to doubles from Anthony Rizzo and Tommy La Stella. Carlos Martinez on the hill for St. Louis. John Lester will pitch for the Cubs. The Cubs have decided to pitch Jake Arrieta in the October 7th wildcard game against the Pirates, according to Gordon Wittenmeyer. The Cubs will use Monday's off day to position Arrieta for the postseason. Pirates have announced they will do the same with Garrett Cole in preparation for that single-game playoff. White Sox, meanwhile, are hoping Jeff Samardzija can beat Cleveland for the third time this season. He faces Josh Tomlin tonight. Pregame starts at 6:35 right here on 670 The Score. Bruce Levine reported yesterday that Samardzija is not likely to return to the White Sox next season. The team does not plan to tender him a long-term offer before the free agent signing period begins in November. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And tune in to Joe Madden every Tuesday at noon with Spiegel and Goff, brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie. Julie DeCaro had updates with us all day long. Appreciate it. Our guests today were Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, Boomer Esiason from the Mother Nipple CBS.
So energetic.
I don't know where
so
he gets
enthused.
It.
It's crazy. He never sleeps.
No. Sleep. Sleep is. Sleeps. He'll sleep when he's dead, yeah, Warren Zevon. Steve Stone joined us as well to talk some baseball.
Stoney never sleeps either.
Dude.
That's just because he shares a room with Hawk Harrelson on the road.
He's high on Carlos Rodon right now. He's very excited about that.
Compared him to Sale.
Yeah, he said he's going to be right up there. Maybe not quite, but right next to him. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, thank you so much, man, as always. Kevin Zipak as well for the help in the morning. And Brian Gertz is the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Thursday, Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune to talk about this this Bears-Packers game, which unfortunately must be played on Sunday at noon.
It's going to be all bad.
Len Casper will do Cubs with us at 11, I do believe, and Paul Churchian fantasy football at noon tomorrow.
Can't we get this game waived? Can't we get like some kind of exemption?
Get it flexed to never?
Yeah, just apply for some sort of stay.
Get it flexed to never?
Can we get a postponement?
We'll do a makeup game at the end of the year if it matters in the standings.
Someone send some lightning.
If needed.
Make it like the Illinois Kent State game.
No matter what it is, every time somebody thinks it can't be any other way but this way. It can't be in the NFL. It can't be any other way but that way. It isn't that way.
That's true, Terry.
It is. Everybody thinks it's like, well, why are we even playing this? What are we doing over here? Get out of here. Go home. Enjoy your family. Don't come out. You know, we got nothing going on here.
But that's what we thought last year for the Bears game when they hosted the Packers. I remember the conversation was exactly
the Patriots
that.
Game. It was the same thing.
I think it's going to be the way everybody thinks it's going to be.
Like, I don't think, you know.
You look at these rosters, there's not one player on the Bears who you say is going to make an impact with the guy across from them.
They don't have any guys.
Well, they have Kyle. They got Forte.
They got both Kyles.
They got
Fangio and Fox. Did you read Bill Barnwell today on Grantland?
Mike Mulligan today?
I did not get to Molly.
About the Pro Bowl players that you need.
The great coaches can somehow make chicken salad out of chicken crap and proving that that's not true.
No. I don't think any of us expected to happen this year, but Bill Barnwell says the Bears will improve this year as opposed to last year.
Well, maybe they'll be better coaches. See, is it possible for them to be a better team and have the same record? Because I think that's possible too.
Absolutely.
They may not be as offensive to our sensibilities.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean they'll be good.
I think that's what a lot of fans are ready to embrace. And a lot of us are certainly ready to embrace is just seeing things done the right way.
It's hard to embrace, though.
Seeing some accountability, seeing things move in the right direction.
I just wish Kevin White was playing so I could have something to get excited about. Yep. I watch football for big plays and fast people.
And impossible athleticism.
Yeah, and it seems like everybody in the damn division's got one of those guys except for you.
Matt Bowen made a great point in that the Bears went the entire preseason without anybody in their defensive backfield making a play on a ball.
Yeah,
the entire preseason. Anybody
he's not
that
exactly
matters.
High on the Bears.
Antro roll Tuesdays at 11, right here on the Score.
Antro, when are one of you guys going to make a play on a ball?
Right. No, I don't know. Well, thank you, Antro.
He said none of their material players did anything in the passing game.
Sure, they're super vanilla. Yeah, they're so vanilla they won't even make a play on anything.
Here's a little of Bill Barnwell from Grantland. I have major concerns with the secondary, but it's not hard to imagine the Bears manufacturing one of the league's best pass rushes.
What?
Why, is he out of his mind?
With who?
How?
He talks about Jared Allen and Pernell McPhee. He's very high on McPhee. Says McPhee could be an absolute terror if Fangio and Fox unleash him.
But after week three, if he is a terror, people are like, all right, we're going to chip him and keep a tight end over there. And Jared Allen's still going to have his Velcro jersey on.
I didn't think I would find anybody that I respected in the football universe saying things like this.
Oh, but so he's you saw them out.
It was pointed out to me.
Maybe it's time to stop respecting him.
Bill, your respect like has been snatched.
Yeah. You had a good run on my respectometer.
Martellus Bennett's probably going to have a big season because his team's going to be behind a lot, so there's going to be a lot of chances to throw the football.
Nobody else to throw to, do they, really?
Yeah, they got Royal and Wilson. Those are your starting wide receivers to start week one. so how about them Bulls? I don't know, man. We got to ride. That's why it sucks to have a one game, play-in playoff situation in baseball.
Because it might be over?
Yeah, because I think that's the last happy time we're going to have as a sports winter. I truly do.
Blackhawks will be good.
What's that?
Blackhawks will be good.
Okay. Then what?
I don't know.
All right.
Spring training with the
great answer. I don't know.
The Bears are going to get their head kicked in 12 times this year.
The Bulls, I'll be looking forward to watching the Hoiberg era take shape. Seeing a little
I can't wait till
Hoiball.
I can't wait because I've already heard about it. I can't wait till Pau Gasol has that real.